Yeah, well, anyway, something tells me that 1970 is only around about 18 minutes away. Right now, it's time for me, John Burks, to bid you goodnight. Stay tight and out of sight with GW and all the good guys of LM Radio that I know are really going to present a power show from the downtown store window of John Orr's in Lorenzo Marks. Jerry, I know you're standing by, and if you're in the range of my voice right now, according to my clock, you have about 2.5 minutes to go. So to Jerry Wilmot in the store, that is John Orr's, downtown Lorenzo Marks, Daryl Yost, Eva Martin, Frank Sarnas, Reg DeVere, and all the other good guys. This is John wishing you a happy new year, a jolly good show, Jerry. Keep the fun going, and good night from me.
The time is exactly 11:45. This is LM Radio, your much more music station, and we now cross over to John Orr's shop window studio here in LM, where Jerry Wilmot and the other guys and dolls of LM Radio are all set to see in the new year. So over to you, Jerry Wilmot.
Thank you very much, Johnny Burks. Thank you to Fritz. Yes. Now we are speaking to you from John Orr's. Old man Burks, all those remarks he was making about the trouble we were having down here at getting things going, screwdrivers, all that sort of jazz. He was really only kidding. We've been all set to go for some time now. And all of us from LM Radio are looking forward very much indeed to spending the next 15 minutes with you. The last 15 minutes of the swinging 60s, seeing 1969 on its way, and ushering in 1970. Well, right at the moment, we have got... reading from right to left. We've got Evie Martin, and we've got Glenn Smith, and we have got Reg DeBeer and Frank Saunders and Harold West, and that's about the lot. So somebody else move on in. Evie, come on in and say hello, will you?
Thank you, Jerry. Hello, everybody. Good evening to you all, and nice to be here. Very nice to see you all. Hello, Amal, and Amal de Darbeta is on a funny best of wish.
And one of the panels outside the window, actually, we're right inside the store now, which is why it's also rather quiet after all that cheering you've been hearing. But we're going outside in just a moment. Next to say hello in the store, Red.
Hi, good evening, Jerry. Good evening, everybody. Good to see you all here. Thank you very much for coming.
Well, thanks, Jerry, and it's a hi and hello from me to all of you, and thanks for coming.
Thanks, everybody, and welcome to all of you from our downtown old shop window. This is your good guy, Glenn, by the way.
And DJ the DJ has just blown into the door of that crash you heard. He was coming out through the window. Hello, Daryl.
Good evening, Jerry. Good evening to everybody outside. I very nearly didn't make it because I very nearly couldn't work my way inside. Anyway, good evening to you.
That's fine. And last but not least, Harold.
Hello, everybody. This is from Harold West. To you all, enjoy yourself outside.
And Barry Donahue and John Burke have asked me to pass along their apologies for not being able to be here with us at this particular time. They have used party plans to see 1970 and elsewhere. But I think having sort of kicked off now inside, we should swing wide the doors and go outside and see if we can find some people to come and say hello. Don't you, Daryl?
So let's just sort of do that.
We are going outside now. If you'd like to turn those speakers down so we don't start howling back. We are going outside. Okay, thank you very much, Julio. And now, here we go.
Only since, first of all, okay, if we may just
feel our way through the crowd here. Hello! Bon night!
Ah, good. Well, nice to see you all. Daryl, let's find any visitors here, any South Africans?
Well, good. Right, fine. But let's kick off the people right behind us here.
What is your name?
David Bosley, hon.
And David, where are you from?
I'm from Durban, Cliff Mitchell.
Good, and what would you say is the most important thing that's happened in 1969?
Well, Mark Armstrong's landed on the moon, for one. I think it's the greatest thing that man has ever done.
And what are you looking forward to in 1970, particularly?
Getting married, perhaps.
That's a good idea. Speaking as one who's never done it, but I hope you do.
Okay. Thank you. Want to say Happy New Year to anybody?
Yes, Happy New Year, Mum and Dad, back in South Africa. We're having a wonderful trip. We're here on our land with thousands of people around us. It's really terrific. I don't think you'll be listening, but if anybody is, can they pass on the message?
Okay, fine. Thank you very much indeed. Now, have you got somebody here to have a word with here?
Well, just as a matter of interest, I see a couple of people standing here with transistor radios just trying to make sure whether this is an actual live broadcast, which of course it is.
There's a fellow standing down here, and his name is Jack. Come on, Jack.
Just as a matter of interest, you're a new resident to Lorenzo Marks from South Africa, aren't you?
That's right, Daryl.
And we'd like to welcome you to the mic. And if you have a surname.
Yes. Jack, it's...
LaRue.
Jack LaRue. That's right. Jack LaRue. And Jack, that's your wife down there?
That's right.
And her name is?
Doreen.
Doreen, come on, say hello. Good evening, Doreen. Nice to have you up at the microphone.
Are you enjoying it down here, Doreen?
You've only been down a few months, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
But you're enjoying it.
Yes, sir.
Good, fine. And what would you say,
Jack, as a matter of interest, what's the most exciting thing that happened this past year?
The landing on the moon, I suppose. It was the most exciting thing.
Yes, funny enough, you're the second one to say that. Anyway, we hope you have a wonderful new year, Jack. And thank you for coming up to our microphone. Well, now, Evie, let's see if we can't get you to find somebody to say hello to.
Okay, let's try. Who would like to say hello over the air? Elliot Radio. Somebody here? Come on, come up to the microphone. Don't be scared. Can you make it come through? Lots of people outside. Thousands of people. My word. Isn't it nice to see you all? Come along. Who am I going to say hello to?
Incidentally, we have got just about 10 minutes to go of 1969, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, net 10 minutes voor 1970 aankomen. Wie ben ik hier om gezelf? Hello, what's your name?
George.
George, where are you from?
From Durban.
Good, are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, very much,
thanks.
Good trip to LA?
Lots. Have you been here lots of times? Good show, I hope you enjoy yourself.
Okay.
And a very happy new year to you.
Thank you.
George, what would you say is the most important thing that happened in 1969?
1969 or 70?
No, what is the most important thing do you think that's happened this year?
Nothing much yet. You shall see me next year.
You mean like the man landing on the moon is nothing much?
Oh, well, it was expected.
Oh, I see. Well, so there's nothing, as far as you're concerned, nothing very important.
Okay.
What do you think might happen in 1970?
Well, one can never tell nowadays.
Well, true. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Happy proper new year to them.
Now, hope them all well over the new year. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks a lot, Frank. Now, just a moment. I think before we have anything else, we had better hear from the gentlemen who make LM Radio possible, and let's just have a little in the way of spots. Okay,
now
push that old button, will you?
A meal in a chocolate bar that helps you slim. Choco Slim. This delicious and nutritious slimming chocolate, taken with a glass of milk, tea, or coffee instead of a meal, really helps you to lose weight. What's more, Choco Slim contains wonder-working methyl cellulose, which controls your appetite, thus giving positive results. Lose at least 10 pounds in 14 days with Choco Slim. Dieting is a pleasure with safe, tasty Choco Slim.
Denk aan zoet, rijp arbeider en droomzachte roemheid. De small strawberry à la mode. Luister wat zei Lizzie Paul, Zuid-Afrikaanse koningbleu koekjeskundige van strawberry à la mode.
Wow, de strawberry à la mode is iets niet.
Iets bijzonders. Een roemheid nagerecht met een echte zachte bola. Heerlijke sappige arbeider en die allerbeste vanille roemheid. Een aardbeid gâteau, verfijnd proef het.
Wow, strawberry à la mode. En die wow, friska's bij die van Paul.
Of all the bright young men who ever made it through the hang-ups, the mix-ups, the foul-ups, and the grown-ups, the graduate is in a class by himself.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
Joseph E. Levine presents the Academy Award winner, The Graduate. With songs performed by Simon and Garfunkel. Starring Anne Bancroft, Dustin Hoffman, and Catherine Ross. Directed by Academy Award winner Mike Nichols. The Graduate.
Well, now we're back outside again, right outside the studio window here at John Orr's, practically in the street here, downtown LM, 5 minutes, roughly 4 minutes to go till midnight. And Harold West, I think you have a young lady to introduce to us, eh?
Yes, your name is?
Eleanor Baker.
And you are from?
New Zealand.
Are you on holiday?
A working holiday, yes.
Are you enjoy down here?
Yes, I love South Africa very
much. Oh, that's great. Do you want to send a message?
Yes, I'd like to send my best wishes to Jan, Robin and Sandra, my flatmates in Durban, and also to all the staff and patients I've been to Antabene Hospital.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Harold, and thank you, our little New Zealander. You're a long way from home. What kind of a working holiday?
I'm a registered nurse.
Oh, I see. Well, wonderful. Well, hope you're having fun down here.
Thank you very much.
Good. Well, now, Darrell, you look as though you've got something to say.
Well, I would very much like to bring somebody up to the microphone, but I don't know whether he's going to come up to the microphone.
Oh.
Do you think perhaps he will?
We might just do
Can
that.
We have a few words from you, Mr. McCallum?
Yes. Hello, everybody. Boris Festus, an Avenida Republic, and the Prince of John Horace, Renzo Marks.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. McCullough of John Orr's, that was, who's made these broadcasts that we're doing down here these days possible. Well, we got about 2 minutes to go before midnight. Are the horns beginning to go already? No, not yet, not yet. Two more minutes of 1969. Now, let's just see. Huh? No. Let's just see who else we can get. I don't think with all this noise. Well, very quickly. Now, your name?
Prem Gatiram.
And where are you from?
Durban.
Okay, just say hello quickly.
Hello to my mom and dad, Jim Arbor of Radio, Durban.
That's fine. Right, well, you can hear the noise is beginning. Quite a noise. I hope it's coming through nice and loud and clear. Cars driving by, horns honking. We must have several hundred people gathered right around us here in the window of John Orr's. And we have got just about 1 minute to go before midnight. About 1 minute to go, so we'll just hang on. Darrell, have you got anything you would like to say? Anything you'd like to say at this point?
I would just like to say there's such a noise going on that I don't think anybody can hear me. But it's tremendous to see such a turnout of people. There are even people up in the trees there. Do you see that over there on the pavement? And, I really don't know what to say. It's just about midnight.
Well, I think we have got, is that coming up to 1 minute, I'm sorry?
It's coming up to 2 minutes, or is it one? It's coming up to one.
Coming up to coming one? Up,
just gone two.
Well, the clock is 20 seconds slow, incidentally, so we'll have to keep that in mind. Okay, well, let's just listen to the noise for a moment, eh? Hearing people here in the streets of Lorenzo Marx getting ready to welcome in 1970, which, if our calculation is right, should be in just about 45 seconds from now. 1969 going on its way, and they've just lit up a couple of sizzlers here right in front of us, those fireworks that sparkle. Are you all set out there to sing Auld Lang Syne? I hope so in a moment, because it won't be very long. It isn't, you know, not by this clock. Or is it? All right, it has gone midnight. So, okay, let's say welcome to 1970. I don't think we're going to possibly be able to do anything about singing Auld Lang Syne because there's so much noise going on that we'll just continue to welcome 1970 for just a moment, and after that we've got a very nice group on record to sing Auld Lang Syne for us. Okay, let's have it right now. Okay then, everybody, hooray for 1970, okay? Right, well, thank you very much indeed. We are going to carry on from down here for the next hour. We're going to move back inside. Any of you who'd like to stay around, send a message, just come up to the door here. Okay? Right, Darrell, you move on in.
Right, we're going back inside after having been outside amongst all the traffic and the people and the hooters and the horns and the balloons and everything else. And we are now inside the John Orr's shop. And here's Reg in his monkey suit.
What did it sound like from inside, Reg?
Happy New Year, Donald.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you,
Gene. Happy New Year to you. This happy is New Evelyn Year. Sun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gene Martin's wishing you all a very happy New Year. I'd like to send a message to Nolene Kid Torture. I hope she's having a pleasant evening tonight. And all the best for her. This is Gene Martin's. Thank you.
Right, thank you, Gene. And one of our disc jockeys is Roy.
Hello, Roy.
Happy New Year to you.
I see you also got a monkey suit on.
Yes, of course.
Happy New Year to you, Roy.
Thank right. And here we got Errol. Hello, Errol. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, my name is Errol.
I'm very happy.
Jerry, who's been doing all the work outside, who's really been working it out, looking... Jerry, by the way, is wearing a blue safari suit.
Well, it's far more sensibly dressed, I think, than all of us with ties on, which is a bit ridiculous. I think it was hot outside, wasn't it?
Oh, was it not? It's hot still. Well, after Burks's libelous imitation of me, I'm almost afraid to say anything, but I would like to say to everybody, including Burks, a very, very happy New Year indeed.
Right, and we've got Glenn over here, too. Glenn, would you like to say anything?
Yes, Daryl, to all our listeners who have been with us for the past year, very, very happy New Year to all of you and everything of the best.
Glenn, you've got your little wife hiding around you. Why don't you bring her around? Helen, come on, come on. Helen's in pink tonight. All in the pink. Helen, come on.
Hello, everybody, and special hello to Mom and Dad. I want to wish you everything of the best for this New Year and very good health this year, Dad. Thanks very much, Daryl.
Right, marvelous. Jerry, shall we go back into the studio?
Well, I think we should have some music in a moment. We got a fugitive from another radio station. We won't name the station, but as he used to be with us in LM, I think we better get him to come up and say hello, too. You get in the plug to that other station. It's the last word you'll ever say in LM. David Gresham, very happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much, Jerry, and to everybody. Thanks for everything, and a very, very happy New Year.
Jolly good. Well, Daryl, I think we might, at this point... have some of that music that LM is famous for more of, don't you?
I have John over
and,
there ready, yeah.
After that, we'll have some more people come up and say hello. And I think we're leading off with, I can't read, I haven't got my glasses.
Suspicious Minds, Jerry.
Suspicious Minds. Well, that's one I think we've heard before occasionally. Let's have it again. Okay, John.
Well, we've got something wrong with that turntable. We're starting the new year off just great. And while Virgilio sticks it on another machine, let's hope we're going to work right here. Before we put it on, we've got Evelyn here who wants to say something.
Thank you, Daryl. And to our listeners all over, we want to wish you a very, very happy new year. On al ons luisteraars oral. En allemaal wat hier beter kan staan, alles van die beste. Bye bye, voorspoedig een nieuwe jaar. And if you don't mind, very, very specially to my mom who's in Johannesburg and my family, a very, very happy new year. Thank you.
Evelyn's got tears in her eyes.
Almost.
We're ready, John.